You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Today is, of course, the one-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. In a year of protest and reckoning, there have been signs of hope, even during a pandemic that hit Black Americans particularly hard and closed many Black-owned businesses. New data suggests that people in Black communities started new businesses over the last year in cities like New York, Houston, and Atlanta. The study from the National Bureau of Economic Research says Black Americans were more likely than white Americans to take steps toward entrepreneurship during the pandemic. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on why.
So the study found that after economic relief packages passed last year, there was a big surge in registered business formations in the following weeks. Catherine Fazio teaches business at Boston University and helped write the study. She says that's despite the CARES Act not directly infusing any money into new businesses.
Its purpose was not to catalyze a lot of startup formation. So it was very interesting for us to see that the CARES Act had that ripple effect.
Another reason for the surge in Black entrepreneurship could be that Americans now have a better understanding of historic inequality. Jorge Guzman is an assistant professor of management at Columbia University and a co-author of the study.
There's been clear intent in banks and government, et cetera, to make sure all the financial support throughout this year reaches Black neighborhoods.
And Andre Perry says that speaks to a bigger lesson to be learned from this study about access to capital. He's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
If you really want to see the economy grow, figure out the ways to invest in the underappreciated assets in our community. And that happens to be Black and brown communities. It happens to be Black and brown entrepreneurs.
He says Black people represent about 14% of the population in the U.S., but only 2% of all businesses with more than one employee. This investment in Black businesses, he says, shouldn't be a pandemic-induced anomaly. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.